Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. It's a truism that if we want to enjoy locally produced food, we have to support local farms. Maryland has been very progressive about preserving agricultural land, fighting to keep it from overdevelopment. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, one of the leading lights, is Montgomery County, which is why we've invited two lovely women who have written a fabulous cookbook inspired by the farms in the Montgomery County Agricultural Reserve. Welcome, Claudia Kouselas and Ellen Letourneau, and I love your cookbook. It's beautiful.
Yeah, the book is amazing, and just so everyone knows, it is called Bread and Beauty, A Year in Montgomery County's Agricultural Reserve.
And what is this reserve?
The reserve is 93,000 acres, about a third of the northern part of Montgomery County that was set aside in the 1980s by planners to protect farmland and open space.
How do the farmers feel about being part of this?
Well, 73,000 of those acres are in easement, which is a private development, a private decision that the farmers make.
Yeah.
And they continue to farm on their land.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. And I'm shocked that it was 1980. It seems like it should have been done back in 1940. But
yeah.
Whatever. I'm glad it got it done.
But this means that this land will stay as farmland in perpetuity, more or less. So you went out and started visiting farms and talking to farmers and learning that not only do they produce food, they have ideas about how to cook it.
So we have some great recipes in the book, obviously. Some of the ones that I thought were kind of fun is this Button Farm sweet potato soup.
Right. Button Farm is an immersive history farm. And one of the things that they do are heirloom crops, and
sure,
of course, sweet potatoes are in there.
Yeah.
And the sweet potato soup is one of their favorites.
Oh, yeah.
And so we were really glad that they shared it with us.
It's good to have different uses for sweet potatoes.
That's right.
It's a really great recipe. Now, Ellen, one that caught my eye is this parsnip cake with brown butter, cream, cheese frosting. Parsnip cake.
Well, I love carrot cake.
Yeah, it's like carrot cake, I guess.
Yes, exactly. What we wanted to do is if you're a CSA member going to the farmer's market and there may be vegetables that you're not as familiar with, so
sure,
we thought we would use the lesser known or familiar vegetables in ways that we are familiar with.
So yeah.
Yes.
No, I love the switch. And of course, you know, parsnips, you're going to work with them the same way as you would with carrots. So it kind of makes perfect sense.
I love cooking with parsnips because they have this really interesting sweetness to them.
They certainly do.
I'm going to make this cake. It just looks fabulous.
Great.
I can't wait to see what they taste like. Now, there's something you call a mimosa salad with shaved radishes. I don't understand mimosa in this context.
Right. Mimosa is kind of a old-fashioned thing where you grate up hard-boiled eggs. And so you get this really pretty lacy finish on top with...
Like a mimosa tree would.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And, you know, the eggs add some nice flavor and oomph to the salad.
And radishes do extremely well here in Maryland. And there's so many different varieties. This is a great way for people to get familiar with them. And some of them are just unbelievably pretty.
Oh, yeah. They really look nice in the salad. And they all have different flavors.
Right.
And so this is a nice way to try them.
Perfect.
Jerry, we have a show about radishes.
Oh, yeah, I think so. So how can one get Bread and Beauty?
They can go to our website at breadandbeauty.org.
Just all spelled out.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, that's great. We're going to put these recipes on our website.
And a link to theirs.
WYPR.org. So folks can look them up and try them. Such a great way to make sure we always have locally produced food.
I agree.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR. Your NPR news station.